Ours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we look at reducing our food waste as we overindulge this Christmas. Christmas is a wonderful time of year when we enjoy having family and friends around to cook and eat together. However, a recent EPA survey found that 44% of people reported that they waste more food at Christmas, with over 70% admitting that they buy extra food just in case they have unexpected visitors. Odile LeBaluc is a food waste prevention team lead with the Environmental Protection Agency.
We know, you know, Christmas is, there's more food, we're entertaining more. And so obviously, you know, people also notice that food waste goes up at Christmas time. So what we're trying to remind people is we love to make some helpful tips, and the idea just being that appreciate your leftovers. And in fact, we know that Christmas is a time where we enjoy leftovers, and we like to think of the 26th of December, Stephen's Day, as National Leftovers Day, because it is actually when we all make the most of the food that we have and eat our leftovers. So, and what we found is we did a short survey, and we found that most people actually, overwhelmingly, 78% of people say cold meats are their favourite leftovers from the Christmas dinner.
On a weekly basis, we waste approximately one third of the food that comes into our homes. EPA figures show households produce over 220,000 tonnes of food waste each year. At Christmas, waste can be as high as 50% of the foods we purchase.
The reason that we waste food is we buy too much and we don't use it on time. So obviously we do slip into that a lot at Christmas time, where, you know, we might buy too much food. We over anticipate how much we're actually going to need. So part of our tips, you know, while obviously using your leftovers is a key tip, really it's around planning. You know, think about food maybe that wasn't eaten last year is a big tip, where, and actually part of our survey as well, the poor old Brussels sprouts. a huge amount of people, 42% of people said that Brussels sprouts are the most commonly wasted food at Christmas time. So maybe have a look at that, you know, if that is something that does get wasted, you know, and I know we're all very reluctant to change tradition. So maybe it's just it needs a new recipe to, you know, pep up your sprouts in some way that everyone will eat them or buy less of them as well. So, you know, plan for how many people are coming. We do tend to kind of, what happens if somebody unexpectedly calls? And I suppose our advice there would be, you know, not to stock up on things that go off quickly, the perishables, because, you know, shops do open again quite quickly after Christmas. So, you know, maybe have things in that mightn't go off as quickly that you'll be able to use later on in the year if they don't get eaten around Christmas time. But, you know, just think twice if you're going to be buying, you know, prawn ring or, you know, those kind of things that might go off very quickly.
So what is the advice for those who want to reduce food waste this Christmas?
When you do go shopping, it's very easy to get distracted. So I suppose some tips for that is make sure that you do have a list, you know, and then try to stick to it when you're going around the shop. And also, you know, little things like just making sure when you're choosing items, make sure that the use-by date will last for when you're going to use the food as well. So, you know, to make sure that the food is going to be good to eat by the time it gets to when you're going to use it. Then there's things you can do around storing food properly. Obviously, you know, as I said, if you have people around and maybe you're putting out, you know, food like cheese or things that might go off quickly, only put out a small amount and top it up so that you don't have them all on the plate slowly drying over the day, you know, so just to top it up that way. And also like that as well, maybe if you have food, you know, that is more perishable, put that out first to make sure that people eat that so that, you know, they're not full when you pull out something then that's going to go off quickly.
The St. Stephen's Day turkey sandwich is almost as much as part of Christmas as the turkey itself. So I asked my colleagues what they do with their Christmas leftovers.
The post-Christmas dinner sandwiches, because you got to have all the trimming. You've got to have turkey, got to have some of the ham, stuffing. I do like a bit of cranberry sauce. Controversial, I know. That's it, really. Sandwiched in between two white, fluffy, soft bits of bread.
I am all about the leftovers. Love the turkey and the ham and everything for sandwiches after. Actually, that's the best part of Christmas, the turkey sandwiches afterwards, all about that. But then a couple of days after, turkey curry, I'll make soup with the bones for the broth and everything. Yeah, so waste not, want not. I will eat everything at Christmas.
the following day, Stephen's Day, I do turkey vol-au-vents. It's, yeah, you use the turkey for everything. Turkey sandwiches, turkey vol-au-vents, turkey curry, turkey carbonara. Just everything is turkey on Christmas week.
To learn more about reducing food waste, visit EPA online or check the show notes of this episode.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.